Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Always, always great talking to this guy. I owe this guy a lot. I've told everybody that's ever heard the stories. Not only would he show you how to run the route, he would tell you when it was coming, what the coverage was. All you had to do is be a big dummy and do what he said, and it worked most of the time. Don Strzok, former Dolphins quarterback, joins us. Stroker, good morning, bud. How you doing, man?
Kokomo Joe, always a pleasure, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Well, I don't usually do this, but 40th and final diabetes golf tournament. Stroker, nobody does anything 40 years in. Hell, people don't stay married half that. Like, you know, 40 years, man. You still got the Depster, and it's amazing. What? So this is it, huh?
Yeah, we – I'll tell you, Joe, fundraising has become harder and harder. You know, there's the GoFundMe, there's robocalls, and I get five or six calls a day about, you know, donate to this, donate to that. But, you know, it used to be, you know, you went and shook somebody's hand and you go to play in a tournament and said yes, you'd see them there, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, it's 40 years. Just for everybody out there to realize that we started in Dan Marino's rookie season. Okay,
wow.
That was our first tournament in 1983. And people talked about 1983. There was a young man that came to us, Bruce Fishbind, you know, was in the produce business, and you know who he is.
Great guy. Better. I met him through you that many years ago.
And you know, he came. I was at the sports host at the Doral Park Silver, and he says, you know, what can we do, you know, to help raise funds? So I said, we can have a golf tournament, you know. So we started it up. We had like 50 players the first time, and the first sponsor was Leonard Miller, the founder of Lennar Homes. He gave us the golf course. I worked for him. He gave us the golf course, and Lennar paid for the dinner afterwards. So that's how it started. We raised like $17,000 at that tournament, first one. Now we're well over $5 million that we have raised for research. And, you know, we had one guy, Joe, that's played in most of them. He was dating the woman who now is his, you know, has been his wife for 30 some years.
Yeah.
You know, they have grandkids, the whole nine yards. You know, it went from holding hands and smooching at the dinner table to, you know, a full blown family now, you know. So I'm very pleased with where it is. You know, it went from in 83, it was, oh, a guy's got a problem with sugar, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really not sugar, you know. And the more that we did it, you know, I figured, you know, this is something I'll do 3-4 years and then it'll fade away and that'll be it. Well, we started seeing progress, you know. Instead of having to inject insulin, there were the little boxes they put in your leg, there were eyelets, and there were so many things. And then I went and down and talked to these people, these doctors. Oh, my Lord. I mean, I said, I'll just raise the money. You do the research, okay, because I have no idea what you're talking about, you know. So This year, you know, Dan's been involved with it many years. We've had Nat Moore's played many, many, many years. Ed Newman, now that he's no longer the honorable Ed Newman, has been playing in the golf tournament for, for the last few years.
The so, judge, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys playing it. John Elway's played in it. You know, Bernie Kosar has played in it. Vinny Testaverde's played in it. Gino Toretta is going to play again this year in the tournament. You know, so it's been productive, and, you know, it's something that there's an end to everything. You know, it's just been, it's been 40 years. Actually,
wow,
been 42
years.
It's been 42. It's been 42 years. We missed two because of the pandemic. But for all the folks out there, you can still donate to this tournament. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little advice here. Okay, you can go online at DRIF, which is Diabetes Research Institute Foundation. org, and go to events, and then you'll see the Don Struck golf tournament. At the bottom of the page, you can make a donation, you know, and help for the cause, you know. So obviously anything is a discretion of the person involved if they want to donate, but just take a look at what we're doing and what we have accomplished. And I'm very proud of the fact that today is a lot better than it was in 1983. Okay, there's been a lot of progress. People are more aware. The tournament has made people aware of diabetes, Joe, and that's been the most important thing. A guy would come to the tournament, I'd say, "Why? I wonder why this guy's here. I've known him for years. Oh, my daughter has juvenile diabetes. I mean, my dad has diabetes. Yeah. You know, you don't realize this until you they're telling you their story." And but I got to tell the folks one story, okay? There was a guy that came to the tournament. He was our guest speaker, and I guess he was probably around 60 years old at the time. And he said, he got in front of the mic. You're going to love this one, Joe. He got in front of the mic, and he said, "I just want you all to know that I drove here today." And I thought to myself, well, so did I. I mean, I'm thinking, what's going on here? He goes, "But the reason I'm so happy about it is for the last 15 years, I've been legally blind from diabetes." And he's been being treatment at diabetes, and he went to California and got certain types of treatment that they recommended, whatever. And he drove himself there. He said, two weeks ago, they declared me, "I'm no longer legally blind, and I'm allowed to drive and function on my own." So,
wow.
And I was like, wow, what is this about now? Okay. So you wonder what keeps you going to the next year. It's something like that. That was very enlightening, to say the least.
Well, Stroker, that's great stuff. 40th and final Miccosukee Golf and Country Club Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and for obviously a great, great cause. I can't believe you've done it so long, Stroker. I'm telling you, nobody does anything in South Florida that long anymore. You know that, man. I know that for sure. That's a crazy one. So you got a sec? I got to talk a little football with you.
Sure.
There's always this shortage of that position you played, whether it's starters or finding backups, because if you don't have a backup and your guy goes down and he's not ready to play, as the Dolphins found out, you're a crap out of luck. Stroker, why is it so hard to find starting quarterbacks? And by the way, a lot of them, it's amazing, these numbers, even first-round quarterbacks, the amount of guys that don't work out. More on teams, more on the player. How do you look at it? Why we're not having more success?
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, you've got 8 or 9 guys making $50 million a year. Okay, so that cuts your budget for your backup right off the bat, you know. So, you know, and then you're trying to pick up people off waiver wires and, well, you know, this guy could fit our system, whatever. Remember, only one of those guys making 50 is going to win the Super Bowl, you know. So there's 8 other ones not going to,
true,
you know. So it really, the structure is, it's huge for these general managers and coaching staff to sit down and say, hey, you know, I mean, you know, is Kirk Cousins going to be the backup to Penix in Atlanta? You know, Kirk Cousins makes $27 million a year, you know, so, but he's a proven guy, you know. So the Dolphins are taking a shot on Zach Wilson. Okay, here's a guy that was a second pick in the draft, not second round, second pick in the draft. Was the right system with the New York Jets for him? Obviously not. He went out to Denver and he made some progress with Sean Payton, okay, as the head coach. And then he was looking for a venue to, you know, have an opportunity to be the second guy and if something happens to play, you know. So I think we're all aware of the fact that, you know, the health of Tua is the most important thing for the team right now.
Yes.
And I know they took the guy in the seventh round from Texas. I'm surprised he lasted that long, for one thing. But, you know, here's a guy who played at University of Texas, major competition, and fared well. Now he's in a system that, you know, I'm not so sure it's the same system that he's played before. But I did hear somewhere that somebody said that he was Dan Marino 2.0, okay? And I'm thinking, well...
I know what you were thinking.
I'm going, like, sheesh. I mean, yeah. let's talk about putting some heat on a guy before he even gets
right.
here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd leave that one alone. I'd probably stay away from anybody.
I'm thinking to myself, yeah. I told my wife, I said, listen, when this guy comes and shakes Dan's hand for the first time, it'll be like...
That'll be the last thing they have in common, is shaking each other's hand. That'll be it. Won't be anything else.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Stroger, so we're all frustrated with what's going on with the team. I know last time I had you on. What are your thoughts on what they've done and where the team stands right now as everybody's trying to catch the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East?
Well, it's going to be a tough chase now. I mean, the Buffalo Bills got better. They just got Joey Bosa. You know, I mean – you know, Joey Bosa went there for a reason. You know, I want to win one before I leave this game, you know. So I think, you know, the draft, Joe, the way the draft went, you know, for the Dolphins with, you know, a lot of teams draft the best player available, okay, and build their team, okay. And then a lot of guys will bet by need. Okay, we need a guard. We need a nose tackle. Well, the Dolphins drafted by need, obviously.
Yes.
You know, and they got the big nose tackle, which they lost a lot of valuable people. They need a little bump in the middle, and they went and got a big old Samoan guy. And I'll tell you what, those guys are tough guys.
Yes, they are. That's a big, wide body, badass dude. That's Avanea. Yes.
I mean, and they got bad demeanor too. Okay, I mean they're not fun in the game, you know. So I think they went out and got what they felt they needed. I think it'll help them. It's a lot to have somebody to come in and to play 17 games, you know, as a rookie. It's as you know, from even the years of your rookie year, you know, what the change was, you know, just everything. But I wish him the best, you know. And obviously it all comes back to you know, the salary cap, you know, now they're talking about trading Jalen Ramsey. You know, I don't understand, because they gave him a raise last year or redid his contract, and now they're looking to move him, you know. So
there's a little divorce in there somewhere between one side or the other.
Something definitely happened, you know, but, you know, there's a leadership role there that somebody's got to step up. You know, I read all the time and, you know, listen to the pundits, whatever, you know, the leadership is this in the locker room and you know, it's got to get better. Okay. Let me just say that. I mean, the leadership has to get better, and winning teams, I guarantee you the Buffalo Bills have a great group of leaders in their locker room, and the coaches can say whatever they want. You know, Joe, you played the game a long time. The coaches can say whatever they want in the meeting room. Okay. But it's in the locker room where the leaders take over, you know, and follow the lead and follow. Yep. Hey, I'm following this guy because he's done it before.
Right.
I'm following this guy because they've been in Super Bowls. Okay. They know how to get there. You know, that's what they have to look for right now. That's what they're looking for right now. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I saw the schedule, and schedule is not going to be easy. And I wish him the best. I'm a Dolphin, you know. I've been there for many, many years, and I wish him the best, and I hope it all works out.
Stroker, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate. Congratulations, 40th and final golf tournament. I never thought I expected to call not the 40th, no, but the final. So congratulations, yeah. Man. Great stuff, Stroker. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Don Strock joining us. Talk a little bit about the tournament, Diabetes Golf Tournament. Wednesday, 12 o'clock, Miccosukee Golf and Country Club. He and Bruce have just done a great job, and if you can donate money, man, I know for his last one, for Dolphin fans out there, for a guy that's been a big part of our history down here and covered the Bob Greasy, David Woodley, and Dan Marino years with his career. And, man, as good a guy to come in and win games for you as we've had here for a long, long time. All right, we got to go to break because we got head coach of the Panthers coming up here in just a few minutes. He's going to join us first, though. Do want to tell you about Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I love talking about. I was going to sing, and I said, no, I'm not going to sing. I'm getting down to the business, man. I'm going to throw some numbers at you. 35-135-7, 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, working 7 days a week. It's all part of what I'm telling you this about is because it's about great service. It's about the best trained and certified technicians. It's about the best licensed, experienced plumbers. It's about guys that work 7 days a week. It's about a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. So when one goes and it's dead and it ain't coming back, we are all set. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. We got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units. We have financing plans. We got people do nothing but deliver and get you back in business with water heaters and air conditioning units, still family-owned and operated, financing plans, 855-PLUMBER. If you're looking on the plumbing site, really good plumbers, 855-PLUMBER at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call.